Blog Talk Radio.
I'm back. Steven Tyler, this is Natalie Albano with You Have Got to Be Real, y'all. Let me tell you what, this is number three. Man, I tell you, technology, I love it. It's a love-hate thing. It's a love-hate relationship. I can't tell you how much I love it and I hate it, but I think I just did. Anyway, y'all, today is Sunday. So happy to be speaking with anyone out there. It's January 17th. It's a Sunday. It's about 8 o'clock Pacific Coast time, y'all. I'm in Los Angeles, California, in the heart. Los Angeles, California. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And may I tell you, this city needs a heart, girl. This city needs a new heart. This city needs a heart, really badly. But you know what? I think I'm the one with the heart problem. You know, I drive around this city, and before I get into some current events, I drive around, and I, you know, I'm good with, not letting people get on my nerves when they cut me off and all this other kind of stuff. But, man, I tell you what, sometimes, you know, I'm called to love people in Jesus, and I mean the real one. I don't mean the little baby in a manger. He's God Almighty. But you see, in the totality of the economy of the Holy God, I have to look at everything and I go, wow, I just do not have the capacity. I don't have the capacity, y'all. Listen, there are some things that are happening these days, man. And, you know, I had to open up with some Bowie. I don't know if any of y'all caught it because I turned on everything a little bit early, but I was watching the Glass Spider tour, and I actually went to that tour when it was at in Philly at the JFK Stadium in the 80s. Yeah, I'm old. That's right, and I'm going to get older by the end of the month because it's my birthday. oh, God help me. Anyway, listen, rest in peace, my brother, because I do think he did some massive, massive inventory before he died, because the way he went out was just so quiet. But we all made it something. And, you know, he was a really big influence on my life. So my prayers and my thoughts go out to his family and his wife and kids. And I pray that they find Jesus if they didn't know him. But I mean, really. Listen, y'all. All the current events of these days, I've had all these notes. Listen, we got to wake up, y'all. Do we really want to live and just go into a meat grinder? I want to know, do people just want to give in to their corporate masters and just spew out what they think is truth? Listen, this is what happens, and this is what I meant to say in the first one. You know, I tried to use a cell phone in the Don't do that when you do this kind of stuff, y'all. I just, you know, it was an experiment. Anyway, do you want to settle for being spoon-fed, or do some of y'all want to wake up and say something is wrong and then go find out for yourselves? Or do you want to, if somebody is showing you truth after truth after truth after truth and you still want to believe, you don't want to believe, I don't want to believe that that could be a possibility. I don't want that to happen. Like when you're a kid and you have an alcoholic parent that abuses you, or Uncle friggin' George that comes over. You know what I'm saying? I mean, kids don't want bad things to be real. And sometimes we make stuff up, but there's a thing called parent programming. And you get your little spoon-fed whatever it is that you get on that corporate media, and you're going to parrot to me after I show you white paper, I tell you about books, I tell you truth. But you still want to believe in the lie. But the thing is that if you still want to believe in the lie and you keep parroting to me what you were spoon-fed, but you have no facts, you have no basis in reality, believe what you're telling me. But even though I show you the truth, you're going to defend that lie, and it augments a massive structure. It gives it life. See, a lot of people don't understand Antichrist programming, but that is what it is. It needs your mouth to corroborate with it, to go into the air, to augment the structures. I know I might be speaking above some of y'all, but I'm telling you from experience. This is how it reinforces itself, and the people become
become inoculated against truth. And I'm telling you, y'all, unless you wake up and want to know the truth, you're going to go into this and go into that meat grinder without one argument against it. Do you want to do that?
I have a question also that I want to ask y'all. Can Martin Luther King Day really be celebrated without Jesus? You know, when David Bowie died, the guy, Alan Rickman died, both 69 years old. Then you get Celine Dion's husband dies at 73. Then her brother dies at 59. I posted something on Facebook. I said, "The blood of Jesus rebuke you, Satan." And two guys probably thought that I was making a joke. But in reality, I'm very serious when I say that there are curses on people's time here. And unless you really know truth, you know what I'm saying? I speak against premature death, y'all. But this is the thing. Martin Luther King Day, I have to admit, I work a day job. My day job is sometimes I work at events and I serve there. Catering. I may do other things on my own, whatever. But in this particular day, I worked at an MLK hospital event. My understanding is that Martin Luther King was a Baptist minister. Deep, deep faith in Jesus Christ. But was he represented there, y'all? No, he wasn't. Why? We had this, listen, if you know anything about Islam, and you know anything about Black Islam, it doesn't make any sense. First of all, in Islam, if you're an Arab, if you come from the Middle East, they were killing all of the, and they still are killing all of the Black Muslims over there that are Shiites. The Sunnis are killing the Shiites. The Sunnis are the Wahhabis, who are the radical Islam. First of all. Number two is, the Arab Muslim calls the Black American Islam Muslim Abi. You know what that means, y'all? Slave. If all the Black people who are Muslims knew that, would they still want to be a Muslim? I don't know, y'all. It's part of that mesmerism parrot thing I was telling you about in the beginning. But listen, they had a guy, he had a nice little skull cap on his head, and he's, nobody knew it, but he was calling, you know, Lord, 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 and I know the Quran. I know some of the Quran. Oh, be praised, be praised most, you know, and I'm thinking, man, he's quoting the prayer of Muhammad to Allah. But he's calling Allah Lord. And I walked around there and I said, you know what, this Allah is not my Lord. First of all, y'all, it says to test the spirits to know that they are of God. And if they can't say that the Lord Jesus Christ came in the flesh, then they aren't part of his kingdom, y'all. Trust me. This is experience talking, y'all. I should be dead. But in any event, he's saying, Lord, Lord, and I'm going, okay, all right, where's that Baptist preacher at? Then a lady gets up there, and she's a rabbi. Oh, and in the book of Exodus, and the, you know, the people, and the prayer, and the Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam, and, you know, I was waiting for the cantor to get, Boris, you know, starting to sing the Hebrew up there, but, well, you know, she finished her prayer, and I go, okay, where's the on-fire Baptist minister to represent there? Oh, no, y'all. Oh, as some of you who might be listening, oh, you're so offended. Oh, you're so offended because, listen, were sinners. You know, when I was growing up, my grandparents used to go, oh, everything was a sin. Oh, this is a sin. This is a sin. That's his. Listen, I'm waiting up there, and I'm thinking, there's no Jesus here. And everybody kept singing, I know that Martin Luther King is happy with our event. And I'm thinking, no, he's not, because you didn't represent him. And so I thought, you know, I wish I could have. This is the thing that happens if I work at these events where people backslap one another because they think they're so clever, so wonderful, so philanthropic, so loving. If there isn't one person that was not offended, that Jesus wasn't represented there, I do not know. But my spirit was offended only in that. Martin Luther King was a Baptist minister, and he was not represented. And no, I don't think Martin Luther King was happy about it. All y'all, you're a hater. Listen, it took Christ to die on a cross to free people from satanic ritual abuse programming. I'm going to be real here, because this is, you have got to be real. You might not want to believe it. You might want to live in darkness. You might want to just gloss over everything and say everybody's a hater if they don't tolerate you. Listen, I want to know this. If he wasn't represented and you had Islam, why are people, if people are cutting people's heads off, if ISIS is roaming around and they're the radical Muslims, why are people wanting to join that thing in droves? You want to know why? Because it's not just Muslims. You got satanic people going over there having a blood fest. Do you want to know the truth, y'all? What's going on in Northern Africa is a massive blood ritual that they want to bring over here. Now, honey, if you want to bring your sword-wielding, homicidal, axe-wielding, homicidal maniac, then somebody up in here that's packing is going to give you a welcome call with an Indiana Jones. Remember Indiana Jones? He's looking for Marion all over the first one. He's looking for Marion all over the place. And this freaking guy with, you know, starts wielding a sword. And he looks at him and he's like, you know, I'm sick of this guy. And he just takes his gun out and shoots him. Boom. That's what I call the Indiana Jones. That's what's going to happen to these guys that have already come through the borders. I don't need them to show me passports and Korans at the border. I don't need any newscasts. You want to know why? Because I've known about this in the 90s, since the 90s. That there are cells being ready to be activated here. And guess what? If you're really a Muslim and you're a Qurani, which these are the guys that only know the Quran, they don't study the other books of the Sunnah and the Hadith. These were the writings of the contemporaries of Muhammad. If you're just a Qurani, listen. My understanding in Iran, there are many people coming to Christ because they are getting bombarded with dreams and visions because people are praying. And Iran is having a revival. So my whole thought is, I'm not going to despair. I am not going to be dismayed. Because I'm not going to get in the prayer closet. And I'm going to wield the sword of the Spirit that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. There is no creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we must give account. Created order is accountable. And so if I get on my knees or if I get in my prayer situation and I pray about this and lay it all out, I know
the Holy Spirit's going to be visiting some of these dudes if they try to come up in my stuff. What about you? What are the weapons of your warfare? Because mine are not carnal. They are mighty in God for the destruction of fortresses. They cast down the vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You think I'm on fire, y'all? You better believe it. Because this is a time to be on fire. And if I offend some of y'all, if I'm treading on some of y'all toes, I love y'all. Because if you don't love somebody, it's like giving an alcoholic their car keys when they're getting ready to go home after a party. You want to do that? If we can just get real with ourselves and know our true condition. Oh, but that's your, that's, again, programming. Because I'll tell you what, the convictions that you feel in your conscience will leave you. When they leave, you will be given up for a lie. And then it's over, too late. My hope is that some of y'all hear this and you hear it for the intention. And the intention is for you to know yourself and for you to want to know truth that will make you free. On the other hand, I just had to represent for Jesus because, you know, I felt, wow, what the heck's this is? What is this about anyway? If it's not about Martin Luther King's real faith. So that was my main beef this week. On the other hand, there are many things that are happening in the world, but I want to know one thing, and I'll ask another question. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to get ready for it? What do you have? What if you had a belief system, what are you going to offer me? Are you going to offer me eternal life? Are you going to offer me forgiveness of my sins? Are you going to offer me a life in power, spiritual power? Are you going to offer me? No, but if you want to go to Islam, I want to know what it's about for women. All I know is that guys get chicks. Look it up, y'all. So, this is the thing here. I have a friend who looked me up. Many questions that she had about God, why are animals sentient? Why do people kill animals to eat them? You know, in the Bible it says in the last days people are going to have issues about eating, whatever, and marriage. Isn't that what's happening now, y'all? If you really think about what I asked you, and you really answered that question honestly, the light will start coming in as truth. It isn't what you eat. Christ said it's not about what you eat. He declared all food clean to eat. But he said, eating, you eat it and then you eliminate it. I'm not going to get graphic here. We all know y'all. But he was talking about the condition of the heart. And its thoughts. because of living in a broke down, sin-sick culture that we live in, with a predisposition to death. Listen to all the new music. Come on. I can barely listen to it. If it's not about some empty-headed, stupid, I don't care, I love it, and I go, this is just programming. Yeah, I don't care, and you could just walk into a meat grinder and friggin' you'll be loving the bioweapons that are going to be unleashed on you. And you could just go scuttling off into darkness, into the meat grinder, happily. Because Aldous Huxley said in his last lecture at Berkeley, you love your servitude. I think some of y'all are loving your servitude, and it's time to wake up. So this is a hard, firm word I'm giving tonight because of the time that we live in. And this is You Have Got to Be Real. I am Natalie Albano, and I'm back. Y'all, I'm stable. Took a while. I walked around Jericho. It was more than seven times. I have forgiven. I have cried. I've done all the things that I know to do. But I tell you what, I'm thankful. And I'm thankful for this platform. And whoever gets a hold of this, I hope it is edifying to your spirit and gets you thinking about some things. If you don't know Jesus, all you have to do. Hey, y'all. Listen, I'm not one of those evangelist people. Although I am told to do the work of an evangelist. But I'll tell you what, I speak from experience. And I sit in a culture who sometimes wants to know darkness more than they want to know of a God who loves them. Loves them so much that he sent his only son to die. And he said, if I be lifted up, that all men would come to him. No matter how it's been modeled to you, this is truth. And I speak to you from experience. I speak to you because I'm compelled that anyone who hears the sound of my voice will come to know the saving knowledge of Christ. That's my hope. I ain't no church lady either. I don't think Satan's hiding under every rock, but I will tell you this. He is a lion who is seeking whom he may devour. Good and evil does exist. And if you want to meet the challenges of this time, do some inventory, y'all. It's time. Time for inventory and what you really believe. So this is it for this episode of You Have Got to Be Real. And until the next time, y'all, which might be Sunday nights, I'm not sure yet. I just want you to know. There is a God who loves you, and he sent his son to die on a cross before you were born, if you're within earshot of my voice. And he just wants you to know him. Until the next time, I'm back! God bless y'all.